Well, an apparent tiff about an unflushed toilet is what led to a overflowing dispute, so to speak, involving a swinging plunger, according to an Indian River County Sheriff's Office report. The case dropped around 7:40 a.m. on May 23rd when deputies went to a disturbance in the 4300 block of 35th Avenue, where a 53-year-old woman identified as the victim said her roommate, Travon Patterson, age 36, had argued with her and then spit upon her. How dare you spit upon me? She said that the discord, that's a very nice way of putting it, the argument began as Patterson refused to flush the toilet after using it. My. How rude. Always flush the toilet after using it. Mention was not made whether there was potpourri in the bathroom. Many consider leaving the toilet unflushed after a bladder is drained or bowels are moved to be poor etiquette. And I would agree. The 58-year-old woman reported telling Patterson a number of times to flush. Well, that woman said, I will not effing flush. I will spit upon you. And then did. She spit upon her. She advised that she then picked up a plunger and began swinging it at her to keep her away. Wow. Infrequently employed as a weapon, the plunger is a stick with a rubber suction cup at one end used for cleaning clogged toilets. They are often required when the commode or plumbing system becomes overloaded with too much pressure. The toilet cannot perform well when it's under pressure. Well, the woman said, while swinging this weapon, he then spit on her. How rude. How rude. I hope it was spit and not something off the toilet plunger. That could be yucky. So, Patterson appeared to dump the blame on the 58-year-old woman. He told investigators he expectorated. I guess that's a fancy way of saying he spit upon her after she attacked him with a cooking pot. Ooh, something new has entered the frame. We have a cooking pot, we have a plunger. It's a real duo. They're really getting it on in there. It's like a fencing match. It's exciting. You never know what's going to happen. Well, in the end, Patterson was issued a notice to appear in court on a battery charge. The report, however, does not state whether the toilet ever got flushed. What? Yeah, we're never gonna know. We don't know if the toilet ever got flushed. I apologize, you guys. I can't let your minds rest at ease. But there's your stupid criminal-ish story of the day right there. So crazy. Just flush the toilet, people. Be kind. Please rewind, right? I have no idea what that has to do with toilets, but there you go.